People deal with fear all the time. Some overcome their fears, while others hide from it. Some aren't given the choice. The things that scare us most are the things that we sometimes have to deal with. Big or small, everyone has something they're afraid of.
My biggest fear is that I'll get a phone call or something saying that something has happened to one of my loved ones. Whether, you know, it be there in the hospital, they passed away. I've never really lost anybody that was really close to me, so I don't know what that feels like, and I fear knowing what that feels like. I don't want to experience that, even though it's something that you know you can't control, because you know that's going to come. People, you know, everything, nothing lasts forever. You know, life is, it's not infinite, not in the physical, earthly sense. You know, we do, if you believe that we do, and I do believe that, you know, when you pass on, you go to heaven, or, you know, there's something afterwards. But, you know, while you're still here on earth, and you lose a loved one, it can be devastating, and, you know, that's something I don't want to experience, but you can't not experience it. It's inevitable. You can't do anything to stop it from happening.
Have you ever overcome that fear?
No. Because it hasn't happened to me yet. So I can't overcome something that hasn't happened. Like, I have my mother. My kids are here. I have all my brothers and sisters. You know, my husband's fine. So I've been very blessed that I haven't had to go through a tragedy like that. I've seen other people go through it, but I haven't gone through it personally. So I don't know what happened when I get to that point. You know, and I don't want to think about having to overcome it. You know, so I've never had the experience overcoming my fear.
What do you think the benefit would be from getting past this?
The benefit would be that hopefully it would make me a stronger person. But it's a tough thing to think about.
How do you think having this fear has, like, changed you? Like, your outlook on life?
I think really, and a lot of people probably feel this way, it's made me appreciate the people that I have even more. You know, not to the point that I want to suffocate them, you know, but, you know, just I appreciate every day I have with them, because no day is promised. You know, it's not promised that we're going to be here tomorrow. It's not promised that they're going to be here tomorrow. So, you know, I really do, even though I may not show them all the time, I appreciate the fact that I got another day to spend with them, you know, with my loved ones. And they're still here, and they're still happy, and they're still healthy, you know. And I can enjoy them while they're here.
Do you think you would be able to recover from losing someone?
I mean, I would eventually. You know, time heals all wounds. I'm a very firm believer in that. You know, that with time, everything heals. You know, I know that in my mind, you know, they're going off to a better place, and I'll see them again on the other side. But, you know, that's hard to deal with when you're going through it in the here and now. But I know eventually, I would get past it, and I would move on, because you always have the memories of your loved ones with you. You know, so they always live in that sense, but eventually I will get past it.
How long do you think it would take?
Whew, I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. I think that, not that I'm comparing apples to oranges, not that one person is more important than the other, but I think it would take me longer to get over I think it would take me a long time to get over if something happened to my children. Like, that would take me a long time. Because it's always said that, you know, a parent should never outlive a child. You know what I mean? As a parent, you expect to be buried before your children do, not to bury your child. So I think that if something happened to one of my children, it would probably take me a long time to get over it.
Have you ever seen anyone like actually lose their kids?
Yes, I have. I've witnessed people lose children. And it doesn't matter how old the child is, you know, whether it's an adult child or whatever, it still hits a parent the same way. Because you remember when that child was born, you remember when that child, you know, took its first steps, when they got their first teeth, when they went to their first, you know what I mean? When they went to school for the first day, you know, you remember the prom, you remember graduation, you remember, you know, when they got married, you remember that first, your first grandchild, you remember all these things, you know, and you were a part of that, you know, and it, you know, I've seen people lose children and how, you know, devastated they are and how sometimes, you know, they'll just look sad. And, you know, you could tell that it's just them thinking about it. So, yeah, I've seen it.
For you, what do you think it would be like to lose your mother? Because I feel like that's something a lot of people think about. And I feel like, I don't think I could live without my mom. And I don't think I could live without grandma either.
I think most people feel that way about their parents. Like, I can't imagine a world without my mother. I just couldn't. You know, I couldn't imagine not seeing her. I couldn't imagine, you know, calling and she not picking up. I just could not imagine that. And I don't want to. It makes me sad just to think about it. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do if my mother passed away. I know that logically, you know, I could sit here and say eventually I would get past it. And it's funny you ask that because one of my friends on Facebook, you know, today he said, you know, this is the first anniversary of me losing my best friend. And he was talking about his mom. So, you know, you never truly get over losing your parent. I don't think, especially, you know, sometimes I don't even care if it's not a good parent. You know, it's just sometimes the bond between a mother and child is just, it's phenomenal.
Do you feel like this fear holds you back from anything?
No, not necessarily. I don't think it holds me back from anything. If anything, I think it makes me want to show more how much, you know, sometimes how much I love and I care for the people that are around me. Like, I always want my children to know how much I love them, you know, and how much I care for them, even though sometimes they get on my last nerve, you know, but it makes me want to do more, you know, it makes me want to, you know, make sure my fear too is that, and I think everybody has this fear too, is that, you know, you lose the person you love and, you know, you might not have set things right with them before they passed, or, you know, your last words to them might have been in anger. You know, you don't ever want to leave stuff like that, especially with the people you love, even though you know that they know. I'm sorry, excuse me. You know that they knew that you love them. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think it holds me back from doing anything. I think it just makes me want to show them more and let them know more, you know, that, you know, I love them and that they are very special and dear to my, you know, dear to my heart.
Though my mother has never lost any close family members, my grandmother has, and she goes on to tell what that experience is like for her.
It is. How was it losing someone that is close to you, someone that you care about?
At first it seems devastating. It just seems like, at first it seems unbelievable, really, because you don't expect it. It wasn't an expected death, I'll put it like that. When it's not an expected death, it's like unbelievable to you, as opposed to when they're sick and you know that it's something that eventually is going to cause them to leave this, you know, this earth. You can kind of prepare for it a little bit, you know, because you know in your mind that this is eventually what it's going to come to. But when it comes suddenly, like with my mother and my sister, you know, it was a surprise, and especially with my mother. You know, I was very hurt about her death. I really was. And I was hurt because I thought for a long time I blamed my brother. Because my mother had previously had a heart attack at work. And even though she recovered from it and she didn't have any weaknesses, like she was able to speak, she didn't have any brain damage, she could walk, she could talk, she could do everything that she did before. She went over his house and she was supposed to be going over there to rest, okay? And they let my mother cook because she wanted to cook, but the whole purpose of her going over there was so she wouldn't have to cook or do anything, just so she could rest and they were going to take care of her. And yet she wound up taking care of him. And she hadn't been over there a week. I think maybe the third day that she was over there, okay, she died in her sleep. She died sometime between that night. I'll say between the morning and the afternoon, because she never got up. My mother always got up early in the morning, and she didn't get up that morning. And my sister-in-law, in that afternoon, she said, well, Mom never sleeps this late. And she went upstairs, and my mother was already dead. She had been dead for a while. So I kind of blamed my brother because I felt like he let her do something that she wasn't supposed to do. She was supposed to just rest. And it was a shock. But when I look back on it, it kind of wasn't a shock because my mother knew she was going to die. And how I know that she knew she was going to die was because after she came home and I talked with her, because my mother and I were very close, she said that God had told her to get her house in order, you know. And she told me, she said, the only reason why I didn't die is because God told me to get my house in order. And so, okay. But we weren't thinking that it was going to be a matter of days, okay, after that. After she went over his house anyway. Because she was home for a little bit. And then she went over, you know, his house. Because there was nobody there at my mother's house to really take care of her. My father had a second job where he went to work. My sister was working. My brother was working. And so the kids were kids. Her grandkids were kids. Gina used to bring her like water and whatever she could. Gina was like about Jordan's age. You know what? You know, about his age, maybe a year or two younger. So she would do what she could. And so my brother said, you know, it would be better, you know, if she stayed over his house where she could get the rest, you know, that she needed. So everybody was kind of like in agreement with that, you know. Because like my father would come home and he would expect her to be fixing him something to eat. you know. And my father could cook. He couldn't cook like my mother, but he could cook if he, you know. So when he went, when she went over there and they let her cook, you know, and then she passed on, I was really angry with him. But I was more angry with him because of the fact that I wasn't told directly by him or anybody in the household that my mother was dead. My sister called me and told me that somebody in the street told her her mother was dead. Now, that's really devastating, okay? For somebody, and I don't even know who the person was. She knew who the person was. Person walked up to her and told her they were so sorry to hear about her mother being dead, okay? And she called me on the phone crying, hysterical, you know? And I'm saying, I don't know anything about this. Nobody called me. You know, and then when I called my sister, Barbara, and my brother, they knew, but they didn't tell anybody. They didn't tell us. So how did strange people, how do strangers know that your mother is dead before you?